Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. He had a great guest lined up for you today. He had to run. He's gotten double booked, I guess. Great story. And we're going to circle back. This is a single family investor that I saw do a case study about 2 years ago now. I was very impressed with the numbers. Guy out of DFW, buying down in San Antonio, buying down in Houston. And I ran into him recently on a multifamily road trip, and we talked about some of the numbers. $9,000 total cash out of pocket into one of his single family rentals. He's putting it on the market, selling it, going to clear $100K. In a very short period of time. So I want to get him on. We're going to get him on. We're going to talk to him. We're going to hear those numbers and what he's up to. The fact this guy, he's young. I think he's probably 10, 15 years younger than I am. I'm in my late 40s. I keep saying mid 40s, but well, the time keeps ticking along and I've got to update that. I guess I'm in my late 40s now, but we'll get him back on. And I'm going to take a topic today that is a little bit heavier, I suppose. And, you know, I get a lot of great questions from you over the days, over the weeks. And, you know, I like to address some of these on air. And this is a very, it's kind of a broad question, I suppose. Great question. And it may be on a lot of people's minds because I think there's a lot of things going on in our minds right now with respect to what's going on in the Ukraine. And the question I got simply was, is the war right now over there in Eastern Europe, in the Ukraine, is that going to, Andy, do you think, right? The question was posed to me. Do you think that this is going to impact us as real estate investors here in the U.S.? Okay. And I've got some answers for you. We're going to go over that. And I'll give you what I think, both in the short term and as well as maybe, you know, this is extrapolating quite a bit down the road, but possible long-term impacts. Could this actually create an ideal buying environment for investors here in the U.S.? So it's a good question. And it may be weighing on your mind as well. And if you do have questions, feel free to send me an email. You can email me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy at LU Inc., LU Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated, right? LU Inc., askandy@luinc.com. So are we as investors going to feel an impact? We'll talk about that. We'll probably spend a good part of the show on that. And I do have to say, you know, if this latest global development, and we've seen a lot over the last handful of years, obviously going back to COVID, and that's sidelined a lot of people for a long time. Well, is this latest global development, is it going to help you sideline yourself again? And I want to try to address that fear in broad terms. And I'll tell you, you know, if you've caught earlier episodes of the show, I don't know how often I've brought it up, but I lived in Russia. I spent 2 years in Moscow studying the language. I do speak the language. I'm fluent. And working there, teaching English to little kids, little kiddos. And my wife came with me the second time I went back. She taught as well. She wasn't my wife at the time, but I knew after she was able to go on that adventure with me, she would become that. And I have lots of thoughts on the politics and everything going on over there, but we're not going to get into that. Okay. We're going to take exclusively the focus on us here in the U.S. as real estate investors, because that was your question to me. So is the war in the Ukraine going to impact our real estate investing here in the U.S.? No. Directly, no. And immediately, I would also say no. You know, if you think about the fundamentals, if you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, what do we really need? You know, I was talking with a friend of mine that works in the travel industry. And we were talking through this and, you know, do people need to travel for leisure right now? Things may slow down there. No, they don't. But they need a roof over their heads. They need food on their tables. They need medicine for their kids, perhaps. So people are always going to need shelter. They're going to need that roof over their heads, and that's not going to change. I don't care what's going on where in the world, that will not change. And I'll tell you, just looking at this month, here it is early March, first couple of days of March, and my rents have been rolling in like clockwork. Nothing's changed on my single family houses. I got an email just a couple days ago from a lead investor, and that's the syndicator, the fellow that put the investment opportunity on an apartment community together. And I'm a passive investor in that opportunity. We call those a lead investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. You may call them a syndicator, a general partner. They're known as different things in the broader apartment investing market. Got an email from the lead investor saying, guess what? Rents are coming in higher than budgeted. We're performing above budget. Costs are actually down in face of inflation and all the other effects we've been hearing about as well. Good news. Got an email from another lead investor, another syndicator that we are in with. And this particular investment is what we call a value play, meaning if you think about investing in apartments, you may be buying a yield play, which is just cash flowing from day one, or a value play on the other end of the spectrum, which may not cash flow for 12, even 24 months, but has a massive capital gain aspect to it. This was a value play. So I got to be honest, I was not expecting any cash flow. We got an email saying, hey, distributions are going to be beginning soon. And last example, just from my daily life, we just closed, again, as passive investors, on another apartment community on Monday. So things are rolling right along. You know, I have a house on the market, actually, and just signed a lease. Less than a week on the market, and this is in Dallas-Fort Worth, and probably a dozen applications or so just in the first few days. I literally sent the lease over earlier this morning, just came back, security deposit's been paid, going off the market. And half the applicants, I'll tell you this, half of those applicants were people moving here to Dallas-Fort Worth from out of state. So operationally right now, and I think for the foreseeable future, no impact. What else? What about buying? Let's talk about that when we come back.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And we're taking up one of your questions, actually, today, which was sent to me recently. Andy, what do you think is going to be the impact now of war in Ukraine, specifically on us as real estate investors that are operating here in the United States? All very unfortunate what I see over there. It saddens me. It saddens me, but you know, I have a lot of exposure personally to Eastern Europe, and yeah, it's hard to watch. But how is it going to impact us as investors? As I mentioned a moment ago, you know, our operations, they continue, and they continue very strongly. I gave you a few examples that I've observed. I talked with other investors, nothing slowing down operationally. What about buying, though? And I'll tell you right now, again, business as usual. I continue to look. We contracted a few houses a couple weeks ago, obviously before the events began, but good leads, good opportunities coming along. I've got a couple here. I may look at those here with you in just a little bit. but the opportunity still, we're just continuing to conduct our business as usual. But what about a little bit farther into the future? What's coming? What's a little bit beyond that? Let's talk about a couple things that we've talked about before. We've talked about on prior shows. Interest rates is one of those. I had a guest on just last week, in fact, Carrie Donham with Capital Concepts. And we talked very broadly through the process of buying, using hard money and refinancing, that sort of thing. And if you missed that show, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. We do archive those there. And we did touch on the interest rate question. And, you know, if they go up a little bit, it doesn't really matter. Our cash flow may diminish a little bit. There are a lot of products out there these days. It's amazing. The opportunity that we have on this side for financing, but just more broadly, the question on your mind may be interest rates. And what does this event over there in Eastern Europe, what impact may that have? And one question I asked myself, especially when I saw this question from the listeners, you know, is this going to have any impact on the expected actions of the Federal Reserve? And are they going to, we know they've already said they're going to be taking rates up this year because we have inflation. And the question becomes, are their actions perhaps going to be a bit more diminished or conservative, perhaps, as a result of what's going on across the ocean? You know, maybe, you know, the Fed says, hey, there's not going to be any impact. We've got to act. But I've heard rumblings of a potential 25 basis point increase versus a 50 basis point increase. Haven't done a 50 point increase in a while. Well, I suspect, and this is just speculation on my part, you should talk with your lenders, Carrie Donham at Capital Concepts, for example, to learn more and see what they think and what's actually happening. But I suspect that the Fed will have to move a little bit slower initially. So maybe that benefits us in a sense. And right now, in fact, very interesting, and I did talk with another lender just yesterday about this, we've actually seen a slight drop in treasuries. And treasuries, the 10-year in particular, those are what feed through to mortgage rates. Those are the benchmark. And those have dropped. Now, why does that happen? Well, when you're busy watching your 401k go up and down, and up and down, and has been doing a lot of that lately, I'm sure, and you see the stock market drop, what's happening? People are selling. They're getting out of those equities. So the question becomes, where are they putting their funds? Well, it's a flight from risk. Equities are generally higher risk and into security. So they're often parking that money now in bonds and treasuries. And as more and more people buy treasuries, because it's viewed as a greater, a more secure place to park those funds, as more and more people buy, the price goes up. And therefore, the spread between that price and the value of the bond stays the same, the coupon, that value diminishes. And that's the interest earned. It becomes smaller. So rates drop. And we've seen that now because of the flight from risk, the flight from equities and into treasuries. Now, could that correct? Will that correct? I don't know. You know, to what degree? Hard to say. I can tell you, though, speaking from experience over the past decade as an investor, that when I'm heading into a refinance, whether I've just bought with hard money and I'm exiting the hard money into that long-term 30-year fixed rate mortgage, or maybe I've had a property, if I've seen the appreciation that we've seen and really enjoyed, I've had the principal pay down because my residents are paying that mortgage, and I created a lot of equity at the outset thanks to equity capture because I'm buying at a discount because I'm buying right and getting those assets that do need work. All of these things translate for me into equity. Well, at some point, I want to get that out. So as I head into either a refi, rate and term refi out of hard money, or a cash out refinance, I've done a number of those over the past few years now. I like it when the herd panics and flees those stocks into treasuries because it pushes that rate down, sometimes just for an instant. But if you're working with the right lender, they know what to watch for, and they lock that rate. You get that better interest rate as a result of the fear out there. So interest rates, who knows, you know, ultimately what the Fed will decide to do. They've not made a very clear signal other than that they do plan to move forward. But again, why then, to transition to another topic that also starts with I, why is the Fed even talking about interest rates? I'm sure you're aware. Inflation. Inflation is high. December number was 7.5% year on year. Big numbers, biggest we've seen in 40 years. And I don't see a change there. Inflation, price inflation on houses. If you own those assets, it's a good time to own those assets. And if you don't, get them. But price inflation on houses in particular, that's expected to continue. I looked around National Association of Realtors, their projection for 2022, and this is across the nation, so these are national numbers that I'm going to give you here. They expect a price increase for the median sales price of 5.7%. So they see us kind of getting back towards maybe a more normal environment, I would say. Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae's underwritten and backed a lot of those loans that I hold. They're expecting 7.4% increase in prices across the year in 2022. Zillow. Now, you may have heard Zillow got out of the market. Boy, they were buying and buying and buying and realized their model wasn't working. They didn't have the right model. But Zillow, they do have a lot of data. What they were doing was data-driven, and their data tells them that we can expect 11% price inflation in 2022. Now, here's the interesting thing. These were all pre-war projections. Will that change? Now, it might be worth keeping an eye on those sources and other sources as well. But I think it will continue because the fact of the matter is, I see this right now as I work through my portfolio, as I think ahead to protesting my property taxes this year, the inventory just isn't there. And we see that on the rental side. That's why in less than a week, dozen applications, boom, 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 pick of the litter to get that house leased. We'll continue to see, I think, rent inflation. So hey, stick around. We'll talk a little bit more about inflation. Then I want to get into that longer term picture. It's a little bit fuzzy. My crystal ball's not worked for a while, but I'll tell you what I think. So stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Andy Webb, and if you have any questions, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. The topic for today actually came from somebody that emailed and asked, what do I think about the events going on right now in Eastern Europe? What kind of impact might we see as real estate investors? Now, they didn't give me a lot of detail, but just from the phraseology, I didn't quote their question verbatim there, but just the way it was phrased to me, I detect a sense of fear, a sense of uncertainty there. I get that, believe me, I fully do, the uncertainty piece. But I think the thought behind the question was, well, now's probably not a good time to invest in real estate, is it? I'm here to tell you that deduction, that logic is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Things are moving along. Of course, we're early on in this process. I absolutely acknowledge that. But what we've seen, what we're seeing here locally, we're very much removed physically, obviously, and our hard assets here in the U.S. are as well. Just, again, signed a lease today. So things have not slowed down. Interest rates could go up, will go up. Inflation, well, interest rates are going up because the Fed wants to stop the inflation. Now, that becomes another question. What's that going to do, the event overseas, to inflation here in the U.S.? Let's get to that here in just a moment. I want to finish on rent inflation. Look, this is continuing, And from everything I have seen, again, having just, I've got two houses on the market, in fact, there's simply a lack of inventory. The response rate is tremendous. Phone will not stop ringing. Emails keep coming in. I self-manage, so I manage through this process, and I expect this to continue. The rent pop is amazing. My tenants, they're buying a house. I said, I'm sad to see you leave after 4 or 5 years, but boy, looking at the market comps, this has changed an amazing amount since my last lease renewal that I offered you just 12 months ago. So good for them buying a house, good for me, a little bit of make ready, and we'll take that rent up considerably because of the rent inflation. Now, here's where I think we will see a bit of impact. We've seen this already, thanks to supply chain issues due to COVID, but materials cost. We'll probably see some impact. What's going on with shipping, you know, flights, what's happening there? Well, I don't know what sort of materials we source in this sense from Russia, probably not a lot, but could there be impact? Or maybe the other side of the coin. If Russia is no longer a market for some materials because of the sanctions that are put into place, could that create some opportunity here? Now, I don't know. Are they buying the same lumber that I am? Probably not. But perhaps there's a downstream effect. Now, oil, that's where we will see. And we have seen already. Oil's already above $100 a barrel, $106 last I checked several hours ago. That will be a driver of inflation for us. The nominal amounts that government bodies around the world are releasing from their emergency supply is not going to matter. And from what I've seen, global brokers are steering clear of that Russian oil for the moment. Banks are not wanting to finance that. So we will feel some inflation there. And those transportation costs, those are going to go up. And that could then, of course, impact your material cost. Now, is that a reason not to buy? No, that just factors in to your math. You do the numbers just like we've always done the numbers, and if the numbers work, you do the investment. So these are all more shorter term, immediate things that I've observed. Longer term, this is where things maybe are a bit unclear, and I'm going to assume that we're not going to find ourselves in another global war, you know, World War III, whatever. But what we do see going on are massive financial sanctions being put into place on Russia, including, and this is big, including turning off the financial waterworks, the circuitry, whatever you want to call it, SWIFT, which is the channel by which monies are moved across borders pretty much instantaneously. That's been shut off for a lot of the major banks in Russia. And here I wonder, I really do wonder, and this is something I'm paying attention to, is there going to be any spillover impact from this? Could this lead to a recession in Russia, or even more so, I've heard people talk about a potential depression? And if so, is that isolated? Or what about countries around Russia? In fact, there are other markets around that country that are having difficulties now, downstream effects. Banks and lenders in some of these, I'm going to say satellite, I don't mean they're still Soviet satellites, but some of these countries on the periphery, some of the stands, for example, if you think Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, banks and lenders in some of these markets are buckling down and they're stopping lending to businesses. What does that mean? What will the effect of that action be? How long? Again, I don't know. These are where things start to get a little bit unclear. And then I wonder, what will the ripple effect be? Let's take the financial impact out a little bit farther, geographically. And I don't think anybody knows. But the question becomes, does the impact become global? Especially as our own Federal Reserve, raises interest rates. You know, when the Federal Reserve raises interest rates because the economy is overheating, they're trying to slow that economy down. They're trying to drive it essentially towards recession. So that global impact plus the actions of our Federal Reserve, could that go in that direction? Here, I'm just floating some questions, things for you to think about, and then ask yourself, is that reason to be afraid? Job loss, lack of income, will my residents keep paying rent? I'll tell you what, my residents, they survived COVID. I think they'll survive. I think they'll keep going. And if I look back, this is before I was in the business, but I'll talk to somebody like Del Walmsley that was in the business. He's been doing this for over 30 years. But look back to 2008 and the Great Recession. What happened then in the rental market? Demand for rental housing went up. It didn't go down. Demand went up. and with it, rents went up. And aside from that, buying opportunities increased. Now, those two things went hand in hand. People were losing their houses, so they had to rent. Now, could that buying opportunity happen now? Could the events in Eastern Europe lead to buying opportunities here? Maybe, possibly, I don't know. But the bigger question for you now becomes, are you going to be afraid to take action, number one? And number two, if you do recognize that opportunity and it materializes, will you be ready? Will you be ready to take action? And this is where we've got to get over fear. And I understand things are very uncertain right now, you know, across the ocean, bigger picture perhaps. And you can't let that sideline you. Uncertainty drives that fear. That uncertainty is driven by the unknown. And when it comes to this type of fear, and you have to be careful. I'll relate a story. We're going to head into a break here in just a moment, I think. I'll relate a story about fear that comes out of this whole war event that's going on, and actually a Russian friend of mine. But if you let fear drive your decisions or stop you from making decisions at all, that is, of course, a de facto decision not to take action. You'll sideline yourself. You'll miss opportunities. That ship will sail. You have to overcome fear. You have to ask yourself questions like we're doing now, like we've done over the last few segments. What could happen if this happens? And what is the true impact? True impact to me, housing here in the U.S. The best way to combat fear, you know, FDR back in 1933, inauguration, he said that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Again, unknowns drive fear. Lack of knowledge drives fear. Best solution, best thing you can do is get educated. Become knowledgeable. Now, I'm not talking about all the goings on in Eastern Europe right now, but I'm thinking now from the perspective of a rental investor. I want to tell you the quick story about my Russian friend when we come back, a couple of mistakes he made, and then we'll get into that education side real quick.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. We've been bouncing around the globe a little bit today and just postulating, thinking about the events in the world right now and really addressing a question I got from a listener. What do I think, Andy? What do you think, Andy? What's going to happen? What's the impact on us here in the U.S. as real estate investors? What could it be? In the immediate to short term, nothing. I personally have seen very little, no effects. Life goes on for us here. People are renting. People are still moving to Dallas, Fort Worth, to Houston, to San Antonio, to Texas, across the Sun Belt. It's amazing. The house I had on the market, easily half of the dozen or so applications were from people moving from out of state, from both coasts. So we had the pick of the litter. And part of that is because of the product we put on the market. Best product, best price. A lot of these people were from out of state. They didn't come in to look at it. Now, they did work with local realtors that went out, did their FaceTime or, you know, looked at the pictures, did a walkthrough with them virtually, and everybody loved the place. That's what happens when you put the best product on the market. Now, we're not going to get into all the details there, but a good place where you can go to learn about the Lifestyles Unlimited model will be our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. We're gonna talk about that here in just a little bit. But I think my message for the day for you is that there is a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of eyeballs glued to TVs right now. I fully understand that. And I just don't want you to operate from a position of fear and uncertainty. I don't want that to be the brakes for you yet again following COVID. That put the brakes on for a lot of people. You got to take action and you got to keep moving. Time keeps on ticking, right? And before you know it, another couple of years have gone by. I mentioned that earlier, first segment. I've always referred to myself as being in my mid-40s. I'm not in my mid-40s anymore. I'm late 40s. I'm over the hill. Of course, millennials don't talk about hills anymore, do you? Different perspective, but the time, it just keeps on going by and you cannot sideline yourself due to fear. Fear does two things. It drives you to not make a decision, to not take action. And of course, sometimes it drives you to make bad decisions. And I had a very long call with a Russian friend of mine. He's not Russian anymore. He's been in the States for a couple of decades. I wanted to get his take on the events over in Eastern Europe. He's been a national, a U.S. citizen, a passport holder for a couple of decades now, but is in very close touch with friends and family over there. And through the course of the conversation, he told me a story. He said he's kind of a novice investor in stocks, and he had some amount of cash in the stock market. And as if you do too, you've been watching it up and down roller coaster. And as soon as war broke out overseas, he panicked. He panicked and he sold. He sold everything. He pulled everything out of the market. And he did that when it was at the bottom. So he panicked once and made a bad decision out of fear. It doesn't stop there, though. Then the market recovered. It's been a roller coaster, up and down, up and down. He panicked again when it started to climb, and he put all his money back in. He just cemented a loss because he's operating from a perspective of fear. I told him, look, you got to be all in or you got to be all out. I told him now personally, you should have left the money out and do that very thing that we've talked about over the years and get into real estate investing. And he is on the phone, but I could see him putting his head in his hands and just pausing. Very, very frustrated. He acknowledged, I panicked. So acting out of fear is going to drive bad decisions. The best way, the best thing you can do to combat fear, to combat uncertainty is to become certain, is to get educated. And we're going to take this now from the perspective of the real estate investor. When I began 10 plus years ago, I did not have any knowledge of real estate investing. I caught this very radio show for weeks and months, probably a year and a half, my wife and I both running errands on the weekend. And eventually we finally pulled the trigger and got into the free workshop, got our feet wet. And we went down that path of education. And we were nervous at times along the journey. We had mentors by our side, people we could go to ask very specific questions and make sure we kept moving forward, that we didn't let fear sideline us, that we didn't let uncertainty about some part of the process sideline us. What I want you to do is take a step back after the show and just, if you're not invested in real estate yet, I want you to give some thought. And when you stop and when you think, spend some time, maybe write down some questions. When you think about investing in real estate, what questions do you have? And I think you're going to find you have a lot of how and what type questions. How usually is answered by process, how to do something, and what maybe more of a strategic type question, what should I invest in? And ask yourself, is there a place to go to get those answers so that you will become educated and not relent to fear? There is. There's so much knowledge in the world right now. So many places to go. Now, be careful. You have to be careful with your source. You don't want to talk to that friend or that family member that tried operating a single family rental one time and didn't do very well and lost money. You don't want that as your teacher, that person that failed. And be careful as well with random stories and blog posts and whatnot online. What is their motivation for taking the time and the effort to post this online? There's a motivation there. What is it? Instead, you got to find somebody that is in this space, whether it's single family investing or apartments, and that is successful at that. And that's who should teach you. And again, commonly you're going to find, I think if you spend some time and just write down those questions, you're going to say, you're going to come up with a lot of how, what questions, how do I, and then you get very granular. And I see these in my inbox too. And that's okay. I welcome those questions, but they're things like, how do I find an applicant? You've moved right past buying the house, fixing it up, all the other things that come first, and straight into the worries, the fears around tenant management, managing that resident. How do I find an applicant? How do I screen them? What do I do if they're slow making their rent payments? And you start to see you're getting into some of those more fear-based questions. How do I do this thing? Again, that's process. And I keep it here just by my side, because from time to time, like today, guests may drop out for whatever reason. I've got this 9-page timeline checklist for buying a single family rental property, getting it fixed up, getting it rented, getting it refinanced, and managing it. All the process questions are answered right here. The how, the what should I buy? How do I finance it? What repairs to make? Same thing, that's here, that's gained through education. These are all process and strategy type questions, and these are all things that a good educator, a good trainer, a good mentor can help you with. And I might encourage you, rather than starting with how and what, start with why. What is your why? We hear that all the time now. What is your reason for doing this thing? Is it your kids, your grandkids? And also ask yourself, why real estate? Why am I invested in that 401k right now? What's the real reason? Because my employer makes it easy? But why real estate? And we answer that for you at our very free workshop, meaning at the very workshop that I mentioned a moment ago, the free workshop. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and there's a little yellow button there to register. It's about an hour and a half. It's all online, so you don't have to get out of your home. Very convenient. But what we talk about, the benefits of real estate investing, the 5 ways we make money. I already mentioned a few of those when we were talking about equity. There's the cash flow is very, very important. That's what I live off of. There's the equity capture that builds wealth. Equity pay down as my residents pay the mortgage for me. Appreciation. We just heard from Fannie Mae. They're expecting 7.4%. Zillow thinks 11. Hey, if it's in between, great. And of course, there are a lot of tax advantages. So you want to learn why. That'll help you understand the importance of real estate investing and how you can build your financial freedom. Then you get into the what and the how. And we answer those at a number of places. Our 2-day financial freedom seminar, talk about investing in both houses and apartments. We have our case studies online. If you follow us on Facebook or subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited YouTube channel, you can watch those case studies and see some of the results, real people with real results. But I think right now in the shorter term, I want to have you focus on education. I want to have you focus on our Wealth and Passive Income Expo, because that's coming up in, it's just a week or so now. And we're already sold out of some of the packages, so you want to act fast. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, and you can read all about the events, the education. They've actually posted now, if I'm looking on here, I hadn't seen this till just now, they've actually got the breakout session schedules posted. So if it's education, and I encourage you to start working on that, be ready. We don't know what's happening down the line, but you want to be educated. You want to be ready to act. A lot of good education at the breakout sessions. You can see those on that website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And if you do decide to register, use my name, Andy, A-N-D-Y, all caps, for a promo code and a discount. Look, a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. There has been for years. Do not let that sideline you. Get educated on the benefits of real estate investing and become a successful real estate investor like we are at Lifestyles Unlimited. I thank you for listening. Have a good day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.